Blog Talk Radio.
That's what people don't understand about me. It ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Like, I'm just talking what I go through, whatever it is. And be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world. But it's me. True.
But then you're saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, and you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so now.
So you tell them the downfall, whatever good.
Yeah, the evil.
That, yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven, and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you... Your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the Rico. They repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls. You know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millie, East Coast bodyers, West Coast cat pillars, little monkey niggas turn gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
Kane is in the building.
With Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marla G, bro, flying Holly Grove chicks to my Hollywood shows, and I wanna tell you something that you probably should know, this that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow, and my real friends never hearing from me, fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me, that's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused, I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews, we walk the same path, but got on different shoes, live in the same building, but we got different views, I got a couple cars, I never get to use, don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus, I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees whipping like some honey. Gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive, and they wanna possess Rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen, as the world spinning dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Never said beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr. 11th grade. Ball on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense. check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in apartments. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, count money, Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top, but all the hell is right above it. We own you, shouting money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody shoot the money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse, and I don't bust back because I shoot first. The hottest, hottest under the sun. Ain't nobody fighting with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'. Cash money, breakfast, but dreams come true. Fuck up my dreams. Somebody gon' die tonight. You already know that pimpin'. Hey, it's cash money, records, man, a lawless game. Unfucking believable, Little Wayne's the president. Fuck him, fuck him, fuck him. Even if they celebrate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Federlin. It's obvious that he'll be cash money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him. Bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. Nigga, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. Get the fucking Led Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches. I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best. And no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the God of three, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me. In my blood, I feel it running in every vein. I'm from the mud, I am a missile like a stud. What's really good, I'm about that ruckus like bud. And I say it on my flow at cash money like a rug. Tied to the fucking bird man like a lug. And dear Mr. Ronald Williams, to you, I shall forever give thanks like a pilgrim. Cash money million, heir to the throne. Going at their heads like hair in a comb. Sitting by the window, I just stare at the stone. Know I'ma get through it like hair in a comb. Y'all money over bitches, my niggas trust my senses. And I will take a desert as the Lord is my witness. And you all have witnessed, but I am not finished. So keep your mouth closed and let your eyes listen. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me, baby, I'm me. So who you? You're not me, you're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm still a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami. Sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies. I'm rapping when you sleep, I was rapping when you were in jammies. Mel Gibson flow, lethal weapon, book 'em Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you, Monster Wayne. I have just swallowed the key to the house of pain. Now I'm stuck here to deal with the house's pain. Fuck with me, I would peel like the house's pain. Let's go, niggas don't wanna see me cause I'm veteran bold. The
only time I will depend is when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within, so I shit on myself, cause I'm so sick and tired of shitting on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuff, and there nothing gonna stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit.
Peace out there in the Blog Talk world. What's poppin'? You're live and in full effect. I'm trying to get the gram going. I'm going to jump on the gram for a second. Let me open up the chat. And remember, if you want to get your questions answered, you got to call in 563-999-3458. Press 1. All right. Yeah, peace, y'all. Appreciate y'all continued support. Appreciate having y'all on every week. So let me go live on the gram. Ain't gonna stay too long on there. Public and private don't mix. All right, so I'm gonna do something a little different. I had a great conversation yesterday with some of the folks in our Telegram group. So I want to do something a little different today and be sure to peace out there in the chat and be sure to address some things for everybody. I'm asking for people to call in and, you know, not just use the chat or not just watch us live and not participate, because I'm starting to realize that the confusion is real. And because of that, I want to take a step back today and do something different, right? So today we're going to talk a little bit about public and private and just exactly what that means. So we can have a full understanding of what we're trying to do. And I'm hoping that, this will clarify for a lot of people, this will clarify some of the things that they're struggling with. Because at the end of the day, we have people disseminating information that's incorrect. And not only incorrect, it's just, I mean, it's incorrect. But it's flawed on so many different levels, too. So it's going to be interesting to go through some of this. But as a reminder, we do have an upcoming webinar. This was already set, but I adjusted the date. But this is the name change, private name change webinar. I believe I have it scheduled for the 25th, which will be a Sunday this month, for about 3:00. It's discounted right now, so you can get it for a discounted price. And yeah, you want to just tap into that ASAP so you can get the full disclosure. That's going to help y'all too with all the stuff that they have going on with the Real ID Act and everything that's coming down the pipes. But you want to check that out and you want to get your information correct. So I'm also moving forward with YouTube. I think I should be able to probably settle in maybe next week. And I am going to, so I'm going to put it on the air so everybody hear me. I am going to start critiquing these gurus different shows or whatever they got on YouTube so we can go through some of this information and try to put a stop to the disinformation, all right? Beyond that, I just got a ton of stuff going on, and I need to get back to, as I said, you know, my energy has been low also, but I need to get back to what's important, which is you all. I appreciate y'all, you know, your weekly support and everything like that. So we're going to get into a lot of that. Peace out there, Dre Day. We on Blog Talk too, Dre Day, if you want to join us. Call in number is 563-999-3458. You can get your questions answered that way. But yeah, we're going to talk about public and private today. That's what I want to talk about. There's a lot of green folks. And when I say green, I mean people who have potentially been around the information. They could have been around information about public and private for years, but they just don't know, you know, where to start or how to start or what to do. Peace, Mike Plus. I believe that's how you say it. Peace, Vibe High. Peace, L. All right, I see y'all out there in IG world. Don't forget to jump on Blog Talk, right? 563-999-3458, because that's where you're going to be able to ask your questions and get the full interaction of what's going on. But I'm really, like, pressured a little bit to take a step back and revamp a lot of the things that I've been doing. And I think I made this confession yesterday to the Telegram group, which you can join Telegram by just jumping on the link in the bio, and you'll be able to just join our public platform like that as well. But I had a confession to make to them, because I'm a competitor, and it's sad. I was trying not to be a competitor, but it's in my nature. I'm a competitor. And when I put my hand in the pot to say I'm going to participate in something, I really do strive to do my best and bring my best forward. Now, I had mapped these things in my mind that I was going to compete with my peers, but there is no competition. And it's all about the mindset. And I'll say it again before I start doing the things that I'm going to do on YouTube and whatnot. Let me thank those that came before me, because without your energy, your hard work, a lot of us would have not had places to even get started. So I'm thankful I got started. I'm thankful for those that kind of paved the way to show me the difference between public and private. You know, I've said people's name in the past. I ain't going to go down that route today, but I do want to tip my hat to y'all, because without y'all, I wouldn't be here. Now, with that being said, one of the individuals that I studied from, I'll just be real, JB, Jonah Bay, he had a saying. He said, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, right? And then he said, a good student is going to surpass the teacher or the master, whatever they call themselves. So in reality, here's what it is for me. I've surpassed the master. And it's based on reading and understanding and application. Now, I don't mean no offense to anyone, and nor am I trying to cause any controversy. We have a different lens. But the lens that we're sharing to you all is putting a lot of y'all in the hamster wheel. And I'm going to explain that tonight when we talk about the public and private. So like I said, I just want to tip my hat to those that came before. Big up to JB. You know, I definitely was studious to a lot of his teachings, and I gained a lot. At the same time, I realized some things for myself, so it made me adjust my behavior, you know what I mean, and adjust the things that I was studying, so, and the way I was applying these things. So no disrespect to anybody, you know, you do what works for you or what works best for you and keep it moving. But yeah, I want to thank them, because I'm gonna really get into their work, right? And I'm going to show y'all within the capacity of the law, you know, just a different lens as to how to approach a lot of these things. So bear with me. We'll get through it, and we'll go from there. Yeah, so Let me just jump right in. I see I got all type of hands raised already. So I guess there's questions out there. I do want to kind of freestyle and just kind of, you know, just talk. So let's see what they got to say out there first. All right. Let me bring in 551-202 because you was there just, you know. So let me just pull you in. I don't know who you are, but come on in. Peace, 551. Hello? Hello? You got your hand raised and you're not there.
You said 92?
Yeah, that's you. I didn't give out your whole number.
I'm so sorry.
No, you good.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What you got going on?
You know, just here studying and listening to you. I wanted to ask you, what will you do to the postmasters that have no idea what to do with the 8092 form?
Repeat that question. What form?
I believe it's the 8092 for the 300.
Oh, you went all the way there. Oh, God. You talking about recruitment?
Yeah, some postmasters, they have no idea. So
yeah,
I've been, you know, trying to search in town, like, one that knows what I'm talking about.
I'll address that in the Telegram group. If you're in the Telegram group, I'll address that in the Telegram group. let me be careful with that. I didn't expect you to go so
Thank
far
you.
Left. Yeah, I got you covered, but I didn't expect you to go so far left. You ran right ahead. We want to talk
you.
About public and private tonight. So before I give out any gems on how to recoup, and you're definitely talking about those $300 envelopes. And I've said it before, so it's not, you know, that I'm afraid to talk about it per se. I just want to address what I want to address first before we get all the way into that. But those
Perfect.
Envelopes, depending on how it's structured, you can recoup $150, $300, or $600. And really, it's really $300 or $600, right? But you would fill out that information, and you are supposed to disseminate that to the local post office. So I think that's where the confusion is coming in. But I can get back to that a little bit later. All right? So.
Thank you.
No worries. Have any other questions? All right. I think that's the question. All right. Let me jump to 901-270 because y'all wild tonight. What up? What's good with you?
What's happening?
Ain't nothing. I didn't know we were gonna jump on recoupment. So I was like, wait a minute. But what you think about this public and private stuff, man, and how people are approaching it, and you know the different teachings that's out there and the confusion that's going on. What do you think about all that?
As far as confusion goes, there's a lot of that, but it's like at the same time with there are new gurus and a lot of green people learning and sharing this information, I also see a severe lack of due diligence as far as studying goes.
So you saying they're not putting in the work. I think that's what I heard you say.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, yeah. I'm sorry, I just had to plug up the little headphone and everything. but for the most part, let me say this. Like, a lot of people are really recycling information. And there's nothing wrong with that if you go behind and you do your due diligence. Right? What you can't do is you can't recycle somebody's information, nor can you take somebody's information and just add anything that you want to it, right? And without studying something to make sure that it's actually applicable to what you're applying it to, right? So a lot of times people are just taking information and they feel like, oh, I could just run with this, or I could just do this. You get what I'm saying? And it doesn't necessarily work like that. So trying to post this thing too. Yeah, so I get where you're coming from. But what are some of the things that you're seeing or hearing or dealing with out there?
Hate to beat a dead horse, but one of the biggest things that I'm really tired of seeing and hearing about is the non-U.S. citizen passport situation here.
Yeah, I think that's been weighing on you, huh?
Yeah, I'm really over it. And what pains me is that people don't comprehend the change that occurs with that. And if an official comes after you, comes looking for you, it's going to be a lot worse than what it would be normally.
What do you mean by that? You can shed some light on that, because you're basically
okay.
Talking to the levels that's there. But explain to them a little bit more.
Okay, so, you know, a driver's license is a state-level jurisdiction, and when you get into the passports, that's a federal level. So with them giving you another federal-level passport, you're changing your whole jurisdiction to that. Now, you know that when the feds are looking at you while you're committing the crime, they're going to let you do it and let it stack against you. That's why their conviction rate is so high. So with that being said, if you're doing something with that federal jurisdiction identification, they're going to stick it to you just as hard.
So, all right, let me make sure people understand what you're saying. You're saying that these gurus, whether knowingly or without knowing, are guiding people to change their jurisdiction from one level to the next. Let me be clear.
Mm-hmm.
And in transitioning from one level to the next, they are playing the game expecting that if anything comes up, it would be associated with them defending something within the state or on the state level. And they're completely unaware and unprepared to deal with the alphabet boys. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Grand Theft Auto. 5 stars. So at the end of the day, how do we help to curb that confusion?
How do we help to do that? First, ensure that people are comprehending there's a difference with still being in the system and being completely out of it, being safe, because when it boils down to it, that agency is still giving you a form of identification. So that's their property.
So
once you comprehend.
What you're saying is.
Go ahead.
If lost, stolen, or otherwise found, it needs to be returned to. Is it returned to the person whose name is on that thing? Or is it returned to the people that issued that thing?
The agency that issued that piece of identification.
So why are people so excited then to go and get those things?
Because of the misconception of thinking that they're getting out of the system because of what it states, non-U.S. citizen national. It sounds good.
But, all right, let's talk about this for a second. There's a lot of entity classifications. I ain't typed on my computer in a long time, so let me type something real quick. And one of those entity classifications is the SF-181, right? That's the simple form, right? Everybody's seen that form. Everybody knows that form. So I'm going to go over it real quick because it just helps y'all to understand, right? At the same time, people are going on the USCIS site, USCIS, that changed their so-called status, right? From a regular citizen to non-citizen national, right? This is what they're doing. All right. So I need the people to understand. On the SF-181 form, you can pull this up for yourself. I just want you to just be aware. This is an ethnicity and race identification. This is what this is. Ethnicity and race identification. All right. So picture the other form as citizenship and nationality identification. Right? Like we're going to create our own form, right? Then they have your name, social, date of birth, agency use only. But I want y'all to look at the information that's in between the line, which is right here in their privacy statement. Ethnicity and race information is requested. You hear what it said? Requested. Under the authority of 42 USC, and they get into the section, and in compliance with the Office of Management and Budget. Where did I see that damn name the other day? I got to come back to this. Ooh. All right. 1997 revisions to the standards of the classification of federal data. Whose data?
Federal.
Whose data? We're talking about the federal data. USCIS is what? It's a federal agency, no? All right. Let me just keep going. So federal data on race and ethnicity, providing this information is voluntary. Wait a minute. And has no impact on your employment. Why would they even talk about this? Oh, because you're an employee. You don't get it? They're letting you know right here that you are a part. I don't even want to keep going. My lens is just stupid, right? So people don't get it, so I have to read it to y'all. Providing this information is voluntary and has no impact on your employment status. What employment are we talking about? You are a part of the corporation, y'all. They put it right in your face, but you don't get it, right? They're telling you right there that you using a social makes you an employee of the corporation. You using 42 USC makes you a part of the corporation. Y'all need to understand this. In any instance, it says, but in the instance of missing information, your employing agency, because now they want you to think about who you're giving your information to. But who do you give your information to? Do you only provide your social and everything else to a job?
Nope.
What about people that are under 18? They have to be identified by their ethnicity and race. Huh? What about those that are under 16 who don't qualify to work? Y'all can get confused if you want to, but take it as it is. Your employing agency will attempt to identify your race and ethnicity by visual observation. They don't give a shit what you got to say. But anyway, this information is used as necessary to plan for equal employment opportunity throughout the what? Federal government. What government are you working for? Did y'all get it yet? Did y'all hear what the statement just read? This information is used as necessary to plan for equal employment opportunity throughout the federal government. Wow. It is also used by the U.S. Office of Personnel Management or employing agency maintaining the records to locate individuals for personal research or survey response and in the production of summary descriptive statistics and analysis studies in support for the function and blah, 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 blah. Workforce studies. Now watch it. SSN is requested. What do they say? Requested. These are things that they're asking you for, but you don't have to give it to them. Y'all love giving up, y'all SSN. But they say it's requested under Executive Order 9397, which requires SSN be used for the purpose of uniform, orderly administration of personal records. Wow. Providing this information is voluntary, and failure to do so will not have any effect on your employment status. If SSN is not provided, however, the agency sources may be used to obtain it. Agencies? Sources?
Mm-hmm.
All right. No worries. So what you're saying is, for those that are filling out these passports without a social. Let me just pause. All right. Watch this, y'all. So they have quick questions. Are you Hispanic, Latino? And then they get into question two. You have to self-identify. This is your racial category. American Indian or Alaska Native. Now, y'all know this description is there because they confuse y'all. They give you a region where you can go and associate with a person having origins in any of the da-da-da-da-da. Right? Then they have Asian, a person having origins in any of the da-da-da-da-da. Then they come to Black or African-American, and that's just a person. literally, that's all they got for you. Native American or other Pacific Islander, a person having origins in something else. White, a person having origins in the people of Europe, right? Now, what are these six? What are those things that I just rolled off of from this list? I don't know if you have it up, but I'm just asking, what are those categories? What are they? What would you
classifications, classes?
So they're entity classifications. So these are corporate classifications. They came up with these terms. So the instance that you use these terms puts you in their class, right? It puts you in their class. But watch this. What's the difference between the term American Indian, Asian, Black, Native Hawaiian, White, and citizen or non-citizen national? What's the difference?
They're one and the same.
Every goddamn one of them. So how can you say that you are separate and apart from when you are maximizing the terms, their corporate terms for that matter, that they created and they established? How can you say you're separate and apart from, excuse me? How can
it doesn't work.
So
it don't work.
When they're having success of evading police in the city, right, because they're showing these passport cards, which trumps the jurisdiction of the state, right? Puts them in a different category, so they claim they're do not detain and everything else under the sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Hmm. Until the feds come and get you.
Until then, because that, like, I've heard people have success stories here and there, but it's like, okay, you might have gotten by with that, but, yeah, do something else and let the real big brother watch it and see what happens.
Hmm. All right. Let me see what's going on. So I'm gonna put you on a pause for a second. I'll bring you right back. Six. Let me actually just keep writing. Let me see if I got a couple more questions. Fed like paper crimes. States like violent criminals. I got it.
Well, hell,
I
just thought of a question right now.
Go for it.
On these pieces of identification, what names are being used?
Ain't that the thing? The name that's being used is the same one that's associated with the social. What are we talking about? Either that or they're changing their name in courts and then putting whatever name they change in courts on the paper. They can't get those documents from the perspective of, I mean, they can technically because you could change your name and just put a name on there. But technically speaking, they're not doing that.
And that's what I'm getting at.
Why would you want to take your new name and put it on their documents? Why would you want that anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want that? In any instance, let me go to 678-273. Let me take some questions. and let's chop it up. Peace. You're live.
Peace, son. Hey, it's Jackie. How are you?
Hey, peace, Jackie. How you doing?
I'm good. So one of the questions I'm good, Six. How you doing?
Great.
One of the questions that I have, since we're talking about this, or what I was thinking about. So you were talking about, or Six was talking about how getting that new passport or whatever, getting the non-citizen national passport. Trumps the state jurisdiction and puts you in the federal jurisdiction. So I'm wondering, if I'm overstanding correctly, in reality, that passport is no different than any other passport, correct? I mean, at the end of the day. Okay. So that being said, a person who has a regular passport, who may not be aware or have not gone through the process or whatever, has actually conceded jurisdiction to both state and federal in that they may have a driver's license, likely have a driver's license and a passport. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, you can still get a passport card at that level, right? So you can, as a citizen, you can order a passport and a passport ID, I believe. You can get an ID card. So what the difference is, what's happening is a person who's a citizen who has a driver's license from a respective state is not going to use a passport ID card to demonstrate their ability to travel on the highways, on the byways, right? They're going to
use
what they know, and that's going to, you know, be the same old, same old. Now, the one that is saying that they are outside of the jurisdiction, they're wise. Because they can still have supposedly a driver's license, but they would never present that driver's license. Because what? That gives jurisdiction to the officers for the state that they live in. So you can't provide them with that. So what they're doing is, it's like trying to be foreign, right? And most people don't understand this. You are not foreign if you can't provide a foreign ID or some type of separation. You can't claim to be foreign. It's easy for someone like me, being from a country like Jamaica, to just whip out something else and be like, hey, hey, hey. And that's going to demonstrate to them jurisdiction. I'll give you an example. I went back to Jamaica on vacation once, right? And I got pulled over. We were heading back to the airport. So on the way back to the airport, I get a ticket, right? So my first time back, you know, traveling on the roads, and they do everything on the opposite side of the road, so on and so forth. So it was a little bit off for me. So I'm whipping it, though, because I'm being led back to the airport, right? My uncle is in front of me in another vehicle, and I'm trying to keep up with him because he knows the roads, right? And we're whipping it. So this officer stops us. He can automatically tell I'm, you know, I might sound like I'm from there, but I ain't from there, right? So he, you know, give me a citation. I see my uncle back up. You know, he kind of flipped and parked on the other side. Officer drove off. He walks up to me. This is just common sense to him, right? He walks up to me. He said, what you going to do with that? I said, huh? Before I can answer, he snatches the ticket out of my hand, crumples that shit, and threw it away. Because why? I don't live there. I'm not under their jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. You have nothing on me. No matter what you do, it's not going to affect me. I'm leaving on this plane today, and you can't do shit about it. You get it?
That's
and
an
I've
excellent
been there,
example.
And I've traveled
That's
on
excellent.
That, and I've had no issues. You get what I'm saying? So it's the same flip here. You've had Canadians come down from Canada, Mexicans come over. As long as they have a different document or card or what have you, to demonstrate that they're not under this jurisdiction, they can't be held unless they commit a crime. And driving, speeding, and all this shit is not a fucking crime. Right? It's not a crime. Mm-hmm. But what they try to do now is they try to force people, where's your international this, or where's your proof of that? Because someone's going to claim, I'm from Canada. And the Canadian got to look at them and be like, hey, we got treaties with y'all. I don't need to show you no goddamn foreign nothing. I just need to show you my Canadian ID, just the same way you can cross over the border with your ID. So stop playing with me. But I'm not under your jurisdiction. I just have the right to travel, you know, ingress and regress, right? I can pass through here. And you can't do nothing about it. So y'all need to stop making these things complicated. I try to make it simple. So when we give you all these examples, you can say, oh, okay, I get that. I feel that. So that's all they're trying to do. I have these folks that are saying that they're non-citizen nationals pretending to be foreign. But who are they foreign to? The states. That's it. And why is that? Because of the documents they're presenting for identification. I guarantee you, they can have 5 stars if they want on that goddamn passport card. Right? tell them to put that shit to the side and give them a driver's license.
Yeah,
tell them to do that.
Seriously.
Tell them to do that and show me proof that they on a do not detain list. Get the hell out of here. You going to jail today, boy. They put all type of burritos in your... Let me pause. But you know what I'm trying to say. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. So it's what they're doing that's causing that. Now, here's the beauty of it. This is what I like. Why is it that I don't subscribe to any of that and I get to travel the roads the same way I do? Because of my overstanding of jurisdiction. It has nothing to do with me trying to scream, oh, I'm private. I'm a living man on the land. El Maroc. I don't have to do any of that. All I know is, and here's the beauty of me, though. Here's the beauty of me. It don't matter what freaking ID I give them. I get the same fucking treatment. Excuse my French. I've been perfect today. You get where I'm coming from? Let me give you an example. You don't understand what I'm saying. I don't use any of those IDs, right? So the last time I got pulled over, I got cuffed on the side of the road. You know, embarrassing. Oh, God. It was horrible. 11 o'clock at night. I'm screeching out the house. You know, my lady fell asleep, and I just felt like being bad. So I went to the liquor store, right? So, boom, I get to the liquor store, grab my bottle. It's a pull-up. Like, you could do a drive-through, but I like to walk up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just like that. So I walked up. And there's a police station across the street from the alcohol store. We call it the Packy up north, right? So I didn't see whoever was on the opposite side of the street. I don't even know where the hell they were. All I know is I get the little bottle and I get back in the car, pull off, about to hit the highway, go see the fellas, make a night of it, right? So boom, I make my turn. I turn right. What happened was, and I didn't realize this, because where I parked, it was dark. It wasn't lit properly, right? Because it was late night. So after 11, the little plaza I was in, you know, some of the stores had closed or whatever, but it was dark where I parked for whatever reason. So I hop in the car. I got these dark tints. I take off. I see bright lights behind me. Not like, you know, sirens and whatnot. Just, you know, headlights. So I shift lane and I go left. Bright lights right behind me. I shift lane and I go back right. Bright lights behind me. So I shift lane now to switch where I was going to go, because I'm supposed to go right to get on the highway. I was going to go left to get on the highway. So I hit the left. Bam. Before I can get in the next lane, I swear, I don't even, it's like a movie. The cop is out the car in my passenger side window, because my windows were down slightly, right? He reached in, popped the damn door open, and he already had the gun out when he came to the car, right? So he popped the door open, and I pulled over because I saw them flash the light. I didn't say that, but I'm saying when I jumped to that lane, they flashed the light. But it happened so fast that before I can put the car in park is what I'm saying, the cop was already in my car, right? So he's reaching, he's like on the passenger seat. He's like, I found where he was trying to hide, because when I jammed the car, I was trying to find my wallet. My wallet has my ID. I just went to the store. So I put it down carelessly, right? And I didn't know where it was. So it fell at my feet, and I didn't know that. But I'm scrambling trying to find my wallet. He thinks I'm hiding something. So he gets up. He gets to the passenger door. He's like, I found where he's hiding. Next thing I know, there's a cop on the driver's side. And he got his hand through the window, popped the car open. He was like, arrest him. That's all I heard is arrest him. Next thing I know, I'm in cuffs. I'm on the side of the road in handcuffs. All right? So peep this. The guy that was on the right side, the first one that pulled up, he found some substance, right? So he was like, he made a little comment about that shit and whatever. And next thing I know, you know, the guy on the right now, on my left, on my driver's side, slapped me in the cuff. I'm in the back. Now, when I get to the back, there's another officer sitting on the goddamn hood of his car.
right? And they put me to stand kind of like beside him, but not really. So I'm like, God damn. Like, I didn't know y'all was going to accost me. So he yells out to the guys, hey, he said we were accosting them. So I'm like, you know, let me just chill. The officers toss my car. Imagine everybody's flying past me. They're trying to get on the highway. Sirens blaring. You know, I mean, the lights flashing. These cops are going through the car, tossing everything. When I said it was a goddamn mess, they tossed everything. They found so much more substance that they put it in a jar and put it neatly for me, right? They found a machete. They found a bong. They found the liquor. And when he pulled out the liquor, he was like, ooh, he like it strong. You get what I'm saying? Like, it was one of them type of parties, right? So he's like, all right, cool. Boom. Did you run him yet? Now, I was praying because I had the kitchen bitch in the back, right? The machete. Like, I had that in the back. So I'm like, man. So the cop that was back there with me, he was like, we just looking for weapons or whatever. So he's like, we just want to know, is there anything? So I'm like, man, I can't tell you nothing. You got to find that. And he sure enough did find it, right? So they pop the trunk. He go through it. He's like, oh, look at this, because he found the bong. So they just making a whole bunch of, you know, shit talk or whatever. So the guy grabs my wallet. Here's the interesting part. The reason why I wanted to grab my wallet is because I always pick out the ID I want to give them. You get it? You get it?
Mm-hmm.
But here's what happened. I just so happened to have a Florida State ID on me in the fucking wallet. I didn't realize that. So guess what this guy runs? The Florida
that
ID.
That one?
It's not a driver's license, because the license is suspended in their system. You hear what I'm saying to you? It's an ID card. Hello? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he goes and he runs the ID card. And what did he come back with? Take off the cuffs. Have a good night.
What?
Y'all be thinking it's a joke. So when these people are professing we need to do a non-citizen national this. You know how many times I've been pulled over? It hasn't happened.
Okay, so let me make sure.
Hold on. You got me talking about it, right? So I'm just letting you know that it doesn't make sense for me to subscribe to something that they provide and then tell them that they can't govern me. That doesn't make sense. Stop it. Go ahead now.
Yeah, I get it. And so I just want to make sure that I'm understanding exactly what happened.
Yeah,
so the reality is that we do not need a driver's license in order to travel. And so with the ID to simply identify who you are, it doesn't give them jurisdiction with the same way a driver's license would.
Your question is very lofty. Condense that for me so I can address you.
So before I go there, is an ID different? And this is what I'm gathering from what you're saying. So having a Florida State ID is not the same as having a Florida State driver's license. Is that accurate?
What? An ID is not the same as having a Florida driver's license? What ID are you talking about?
Right. So
Let me chime in on it.
Yep, go ahead.
I don't know what she's saying.
I got you. Okay. An ID card and a driver's license, they are different because one, you know, they tell you you can't, quote-unquote, operate a vehicle without a driver's license. And ID is just form of identification. Now,
so let me ask, hold on, Six. Were you asking the ID I presented? Is that what you were asking me, if that's different from a driver's license?
No. You didn't get an opportunity to present an ID, right?
No,
you said that he ran
what he took the Florida ID out of my wallet. That's what I told you.
Right.
I didn't
present
him with a driver's license. They give you can have a driver's license, but when you surrender your driver's license, They'll ask you if you want an ID, and you can have an ID. That's the difference.
Right.
But you
and
can't drive with an
I
ID.
Was just,
you can't travel with an ID. Go ahead.
Got you. And so that's what I was trying to clarify. I just wanted to make sure that having an ID is not the same as having a driver's license, therefore not putting you under jurisdiction.
No. What I'm saying is, listen, I think you're misinterpreting what's going on. I didn't present an ID, but I had a Florida ID, which gave them jurisdiction to take that out of my wallet because it's theirs. He didn't touch anything else because they had no jurisdiction over what I was going to give them. They took what belonged to them and they ran it. And even though he took what belonged to him and he ran it, he still came back with the same damn response every time. Let him go.
Okay, so then I am still stuck. I'm still amazed. Let me say it that way. I'm still amazed because
anyone else, if you would have done that, you would have gone to jail because you need to have a driver's license to be on the road.
Or so they say.
That's what they demand. I'm just saying, if you are a citizen, if you are even a non-citizen national, this is what they're doing. You need to have something, even though the non-citizen national stuff that they're doing, they're just using identification. The reason why it doesn't matter is because they're not in their jurisdiction. I'll give you a better example. You could be on the road right now and be a foreigner and give them a passport. That's all it is. They want a license, but if you have a passport, you're still not under their jurisdiction. I made a mistake. I left my wallet at the hotel. I didn't grab the license with me. I just brought my passport. I wasn't even thinking. Sorry about that. They can't do anything. It's that simple. Y'all are making it more complicated than it needs to be. Hold on. Let me bring somebody else in, too. I'm not going to drop you because I know you probably have more questions, but let me just bring in 305 because I seen the hand up for a minute. 305-397. Sorry about that. Peace, Jay. Come on in, bro.
Hey, peace, my brother. Peace, guys.
Peace.
What's up, man?
Did you have any questions, Jay, or comments as to what we're talking about? Because I know you're tearing up the chat, too.
Yeah, no,
I like it.
I didn't have any, per se, not on this topic anyways, but not yet. But I did want to make a quick comment far as, like, the driver's license stuff, right? So, I mean, I'm absolutely spot on. But I also understand that the Supreme Court has ruled out, you know, time and time again, that a driver's license is not even required to travel.
No, because it's two different things, right? You're breaking up a little bit too on your end, but it's two different things. Can y'all hear me? The rest of y'all, can y'all hear me? Just to make sure I'm not.
Yeah. You're clear.
Okay. So what I'm saying is this, right? You don't need a license to travel. You need a license to drive, which is a commercial responsibility
activity
that they put on you, right? So at the end of the day, if you want to operate in commerce, then they have fees and other things to regulate you being on the road and driving. But if you and driving is really for those that are carrying passengers and all of that other stuff. So majority of y'all are in your car, and I mean your family is not your passenger, obviously, but you know, you're in your car typically by your goddamn self. So why are you subjected to these statutes? Because you did not take your vehicle and put it in a different jurisdiction. You went and got a goddamn license plate. You went and registered your car. You went and did all of these things, not overstaying it. And even if you want to do that, because I know people that do that. Please be aware that even if you set up a business and you put these things under your business or under your trust or what have you, the instance you go and you get a registration for those things from them, you're still under their jurisdiction. So it's just that they're going to treat you different because, what, it's a business, depending on the type of entity it is, I should say. That's it. That's all this game is overstanding what is and what is not. And picking and choosing what works best for you. I can tell you my story, and that's why I laugh at these people. Why don't I have a non-citizen national ID? Why don't I have a non-citizen national passport or all of this garbage that I keep hearing about? Why do I want to take on a passport that identifies me as a citizen and my so-called nationality as well, right? But at the end of the day, it's issued by the goddamn Secretary of State. Whose jurisdiction is it? open the goddamn thing up. They're protecting you. What does it even say? Don't molest this person and protect them. Give them all the same treatment that we would give your people. That's all it says. You're not making any claim because you don't even know how that works. So at the end of the day, it's the Secretary of State that issues this thing. It's their property. If it's lost or stolen, you got to give it back. And at the end of the day, you're not out of any goddamn jurisdiction. You just put yourself in more hot water. And it's hotter up there, too. I tell you, you don't get it yet. So let me give you a story. So I know someone personally, right, that I've spoken to, right, that's gone through this process. And the story began where this person was being harassed, right? They were, they fought a few cases. I don't want to get into their detail, but they had, you know, some convictions too, right? So every time this person wanted to go out and get on the road, the so-called jigs followed him everywhere. They followed him from work to home, back and forth. If he stood back at the bar, it was a problem, right? So he wanted to go and buy a gun. Convicted felon. So what did he do? He went and did the passport thing, nonsense and national shit. So at first, he got 2 stars. Then he heard about 5 stars, and then he was like, I'm going to get 3 stars. And he worked his way up till he got 5 stars. When he got his 5th star, he just went in and bought a gun over the counter. No issue, no question, no nothing. Cops left him alone because what? He's not in their jurisdiction anymore. So someone, and this is why I'm wary of clients, but someone had an issue. And their issue was, you know, asking for help with a case or whatever the case may be, and he gets caught up in that. Who came to get him? The Alphabet Boy.
Man.
Hello? I want y'all to hear me out there in this confusing so-called private world. I need y'all to pay attention. Who came and got him? The Feddies. So when the Feddies came and got him, now what? And I'm not saying they came and scraped him up. I'm just saying they came and entangled him in something. And listen to me and listen to me carefully. I'll make this statement off of the conversation because it ain't my business to, you know, kind of put this shit out there, but I just want y'all to understand. I'm tired of it. Look, he says through the phone, he's helped so many people beat so many different cases. And again, that's how I kind of came across him because a client, you know, and they share information and so on and so forth. So I met him like that, right, through another one of my clients. And Buddy was just like, man, everything he threw at him as the guru, they weren't having it. Hello? They strong-armed this man, muscled him. You hear what I'm saying? So y'all keep thinking it's a game. That's firsthand experiences I'm giving y'all. Keep thinking it's a game. It sounds good, the shit that they're talking about, but I'm over here saying, damn, I ain't had to go spend that money. Damn, I ain't had to do that. Damn, I ain't do that. And I'm good. Huh? Private is taking your rights and demanding them shit. Y'all want to keep going to beg people for privileges. I want benefits. I need privileges. Nah, I deal with my rights over here. Let me get back to 55-1202. I don't know if there's more questions, but I want to bring her back. But did you have any more questions, Ms. Jackie? Thank you so much.
No, I'm good. I'm good on that. Thank you. Oh, I did have one quick question. Well, no.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll ask you later.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah,
you don't
want to
go left yet. I don't want to go left.
Yeah.
I want to stay on topic. 55-1, what you looking like? I got y'all open right now, so y'all can talk to me if y'all got questions. It's round table. Anybody else got their hands up? So, but what you thinking, Jay? What you thinking, Six? Did I touch on it? Did I address it? Because it needs to stop, right? And people are acting foolish.
See, with what you just explained is the reason why I'm completely over the whole passport thing. Because as you just explained, old boy still got jammed up by them alphabet people. And that's what people are not comprehending. Like,
my
that
God.
Can happen to you too.
Preach, preacher, for God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from your eye, yes, sir, even in jail. Y'all better stop playing with me. Listen.
I mean, they got this, they forced this man into a, what was that word, that Will and Jada entanglement?
Yeah, don't go too far. I just want to leave it right there, right? Because it ain't my business.
Yeah.
I just need y'all to know this is first-hand knowledge from the horse's mouth. Y'all would love to know what that Q-tip looked like. y'all
oh, God.
Love. You get what I'm saying? Y'all be thinking it's a game. Hmm? Ding-a-lang, ding-a-lang. Y'all are confused. Listen, you can do it exactly like you. I'm not the only one doing it. Don't think because, oh, he's from Jamaica, so he must be giving out Jamaican IDs. Nah, it ain't even that serious. But go ahead, I'm listening.
No, I was just going to say, I think the other challenge, like I was saying yesterday, you know, the challenge is the fact that the information, so, like I said, even as a newbie, that's a lot predominant. Well, actually, before you, I would say exclusively what I've been seeing and hearing. If they're not saying you don't have to change it at all, like you don't have to, because that's along the same lines of authenticating your birth certificate and all this other kind of stuff. So that's the primary information that's out there, right? That's the primary information that's out there. So to your question, you know, why is it that people are rushing to it? It's because that's the primary information that's out there. And as was hit on earlier, I guess, you know, I won't say that everyone's not doing their due diligence, because some may be, but maybe they're not comprehending. They're not understanding, you know, the
exactly
the reality or the depths of jurisdiction. So, because even for me, like, I understand the differences of jurisdiction, and even listening to you give the example of what you went through, like, I was with you. I was understanding that clearly you were outside of jurisdiction. Now, where I got lost, and this is why the questions came up with regard to the driver's license versus the ID, is how you did that. So it was very clear, it was very clear to me that you were obviously not in jurisdiction. But what I didn't understand, particularly since they ran your Florida ID, was how you managed to not be. And I think that's one of the things that are missing.
No, you're right. Obviously, I didn't speak to that. But what happened was I already took the opportunity when I first got into this information. I said it on the live just now that I learned from Jonah Bay. Right, that's the person. I was around Yusuf as well. I literally met these people in real life type thing. You know, seminars, webinars, I you name it. I invested a lot in Jonah, to be honest with you, right? Because I felt as though when we were having the responses come back to us, like he said, do this to authenticate and you get back authentication. I didn't know the depths of it, right? But I just knew I was getting the stuff done. I was able to duplicate what he did, so to speak, right? And that's where people get hung up. Just because you get something, you feel as though you are accomplished, but what does that thing do for you? And I didn't know it back then. So, you know, what prompted me to go and investigate these things is listening from the beginning, right? Because I was there 2014 when you started doing this information, and listening now. And what fucked me up is the fact that he's contradicting himself. And that's all. That's all.
But see, the thing that's interesting even about that is that you Okay, so you had the opportunity to come in and be able to make that comparison, right? Because you, you heard what he was talking about then. But let's say someone like me, all I would have is what he's giving now, whether it's accurate or inaccurate.
That's why I'm out here trying to share this information. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
got you.
I'm not knocking anybody. I can only do what I can do. I think you wrote that in the chat, right? Like, you can only do what you can do. I'm not going to kill myself to try to help people. That's not my job. And then people ask for help and I give it to them and they squander it. You get what I'm saying? So, I'm doing my part to correct the information because I learned from my mistakes. Hence why I don't come and teach y'all the same stupid things that we're taught. Because they're ineffective. You get what I'm saying? All it does is align somebody's pocket. And I'm not trying to take anything away from how people eat their food. That's on them. You get what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it 100. And people don't like that about me, and that's okay. I don't give two fucks. I don't care.
And Miss Jackie, let me speak on that. It wasn't always muddy. The foundation was actually good in the beginning, but somewhere down the line, it changed.
Hold on. Let me quantify what he just said. Right. At least let me qualify what he just said. Excuse me. At the end of the day, right, you're looking at having these things happen. You want an estate number? Here's how you get it. You got it. You want a 9-8 number? Here's how you get it. Got it. But listen to me and listen to me carefully. If you do your due diligence, and as an example, EINs are tied to the IRS. You go into the IRS manual, you look at these entity classifications, and you follow what the law or what agencies request of you in managing those things, like the timeliness of opening a bank account. Now, think about it. I can have somebody tell me from the beginning, 2014, I was being taught trust, right? So 2014, I get the 9-8 number, right? With no overstanding of trust, none whatsoever. It's just create your new name and go get a trust in your new name. All right, did that. Boom. Too easy. I even went and helped people do that shit. Because what? I was recycling bullshit. Now, fast forward 2018, now we're being taught about express trust. Wait, if we're being taught trust and you gave us access to the estate number, the 9-8 number, and said that that's the express trust since 2014, How the hell is it 4 years later, 5 years later, that we're now learning how to actually go and open bank accounts and maximize? It doesn't make fucking sense. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. Then on top of it, that information didn't come or originate from that source. So you can pull the wool over some people's eyes, but you can't pull the wool over everybody's eyes. And shit, you can pull the wool over people's eyes some of the times, but you can't pull the wool over their eyes all the goddamn time. So all of these start to affect the people that are invested in you, that you're delivering the right information. And I have people that are resentful with me. Why? Because they want me to teach them. And when I teach them, they don't know how to apply the fucking information. So then they want me to come and hold their hand and walk them through it. I'm not going to do that. I'm not for everybody. I told y'all that from day one. I'm not for everybody. The way I act, the way I speak, the way and I don't give two shits. And I mean that. Because at the end of the day, I know what I know. And I know what you don't know that you need to know. You get it? So when they leave, not by their own choice, but when I disconnect with them, I ask them, where are you going to go now? Check the list of gurus. Where are you going to go now? Stick said it got muddy. Why did it get muddy? Because now the language has changed. Now we're this guru's claiming that you're a sovereign, that you should go get a non-citizen national passport. Wait a goddamn minute. Wait. Weren't we burning those things back in 2014? How the fuck we get here? Are we just not paying attention? So no, someone like you would have to put their due diligence in and not listen to one goddamn episode and say, oh yeah, this is it. You got to go back. And I'm going to help y'all go back. Stop playing with me.
I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
If I could, on the same note, you know, to keep it simple, right? It's kind of like a basketball court or like a tennis court to make it like real simple, right? Not to oversimplify. I mean, you got to know when you're on the right side and when you're on the incorrect side, right? Or to make it even more simple, who, what, where, why? Why? Why?
Yeah.
And how?
All day, every day. All day, every day. Does that make sense, Ms. Jackie?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's very much me. I think, you know, that was one of the things that I was talking about yesterday, or actually I think this morning, when I posted a little bit and was asking that we revisit some of the stuff that we touched upon yesterday, is because, you know, for me, it is very much, though I am process oriented and I like that step-by-step kind of thing, I can pull that together. But what's more important for me and what's more necessary for me is to know not just the what, but the why. So, you know, once we can work through, and even with regard to that. So, you know, you were talking about how I was looking at some of the stuff that you posted yesterday and asking the questions as far as definitions of some of the words and things like that. Those are some of the things that I've been, you know, weaning from the different places that I've been involved in. But even with that, so even though I'm now seeing some of those things and I'm appreciative of the ability to see those things and those things stick out for me, I still like the idea of being able to kind of chop it up to make sure that even as I'm digging in, I'm interpreting properly, because it's still, you know, it's still new.
The key is I'm going to help you with the interpretation, right? Because the lens that I try and I use that vernacular, right? Like it's a lens, right? You have the ability to look at something and view it from a particular perspective. You know, when you look at someone, you say a person's perspective is their reality, right? So I live in that space, right? So people don't recognize that, but I live in that space. My perspective is my reality. Mm-hmm. And my perspective is I don't need a non-citizen national ID. And therefore, I don't get one.
Mm-hmm.
And I get better results than these people. And I've been doing that since 2014. I haven't had a license for almost 8 years now.
Wow.
So what are we talking about? And I can go down the track record of all the stops that I've got, all the tickets that's added up. None of that shit don't matter. I ain't been in jail yet.
Yeah.
And every time they come to interact with me, guess what? I'm not that goddamn name. Which is also different than what these people do, because guess what? They're stuck on that name. We're not going to get into that tonight, but, you know, these people are silly. Every last one of them. Stop playing with me. But I will help you with the lens, and I will help you with pulling together the process. And it's not really a process. It's just things that you have to identify that will make your life easier when you execute and acknowledge what it is. You get what I'm saying? So here's the thing with statutes. Most people don't know that the statutes have a duality in it, right? It'll show you public and it will show you private. But all these people see is the fucking public. That's what I mean by lens. Let me show you the private. It's like when you asked in the chat, you know, can you change your name without going to fucking court? Absolutely. And you can do that lawfully. They do it legally. Now, you say that you identify all these terms. Here's your responsibility. And I can't do this for you. You have to spend the time, right, to study that shit. Only when you elevate your understanding will these conversations make sense. Otherwise, I'm talking at you. Legal, relating to or concerned with the law. Legal, authorized by law, right? Legal. What's lawful? Lawful. Beginning within the law. Oh, God. Obeying the law. Oh, God. Established by the law. Oh, God. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, it seems that lawful definitely trumps legal.
It's relating to, concerned with the law. That's what they say legal is. Lawful is being within the law, allowed by law. They can't talk to me. They can't talk to me. I've been living the name change since 2014. Y'all can't talk to me. I'm like Malcolm. I'm like Muhammad. I ain't been to court yet. Stop playing with me. These are the things that I live. I don't know why it's so complicated for y'all. What I need to do? Pull out my paperwork. I got to show you proof.
So let me ask you this, because you said you don't understand why it's so difficult. When the information was brand new to you,
Yes, ma'am.
Was it easy?
I'm right
was
here
it
with you.
Still easy?
Nope. The difference with me and you, though, is I had friends that came into the information slightly before me, right? So they had a difference in understanding, but I was lost. I was able to execute things because of those individuals who were ahead of me. That's the only reason why my birth certificate was authenticated, because these people told me what to do. No brain, no thought in it. That's how I got my estate number and my 9-8. I didn't get that because of Jonah. Jonah was, you know, doing his thing, but I didn't necessarily understand everything. So my friends were like, man, it's easy. Let's fill out this form. And all we started to do was we read the applications and we did them. But what I'm saying is, me reading that for the first time, I didn't have the foundation to understand it, to be honest with you, but I attempted to. So what was necessary for me to grasp this was, one, being around it for some time, but two, making sure that I put in the work. And it became so necessary for me to put in the work that I had to detach from the real world, so to speak, and lock myself into a cave, so to speak, and study for a year. Cut off from family and friends. I mean, I was with extended family, but my immediate family I was cut off from. And that was by choice, because I wanted to make sure that when I did my so-called processes that I was fixing and working on, that they were correct. It was a journey. So I understand what you're saying in terms of feeling overwhelmed, not really understanding, but all of that is on you. The harder you work at it in terms of studying, reading over the information, taking action, I can't tell you how much I learned from making mistakes. That's why I'm so good at this. I got to undo the shit that was broken.
Gotcha.
I learned a lot. You get what I'm saying? I'll give you an example. You know, the guru I was following was saying, yo, you know, you're doing trust. Express Trust comes out 2018, 2019. But prior to that, there was car trust. There was estate trust. All of that shit was garbage. It was garbage. I'm not knocking, bruh. That's you know, you're doing what you're doing, but it's garbage. You can't pretend like you know what you... Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Don't act like I wasn't there. And that's where I felt insulted, because I had this man on speed dial. Like, don't play with me. Don't do that. Never slouch on bread, never... I did business. But you telling me all this shit I paid for? What? You didn't deliver? That's a problem. All right, we got 5 minutes. I don't want to keep talking about this particular guru, right? But like I said, all of this stuff is my experience. And nobody can't take that from me. But I rose above it. And I don't do. There were some good things that I learned, and there's some things I had to get rid of. That's all. When I look back on it, there's a lot of other people's work that influenced a lot of the things that I was learning indirectly. It was really direct, because it was taken from them and repurposed. But I didn't know at the time. Y'all need to stop following these people like they're leaders. This social media shit got everybody messed up.
Yeah, real talk.
Everybody. Right? Somebody has 11,000, you think he's doing something, then he disappeared for 6 months. Stop playing with me. Can you imagine you dream and you get some paperwork and you out there just running through, and then all of a sudden you got questions and you can't get them shit answered.
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing with me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Y'all have any other last questions or comments? We got 4 minutes, y'all. 55-1.
As always, I appreciate you. Just want you to know that before I tip out.
Nah, you good. I know 55-1, 202. If you had questions, I brought you in, but you ain't saying nothing. So I just, you know. But any last comments? J6, what y'all looking like, man? We got 4 minutes.
Nah, I know. For people that be listening to all that stuff, man, they better be listening to this episode.
For real.
Well, the reality is, it was, I told y'all, we'll have better conversations when y'all talk to me, right? Because I wouldn't just come out and say those things because that's just not my MO. But if you're going to ask me, I'm going to be honest. Hold on. Peace, 55-1. What's up? You had a question?
There she go.
You talking to me?
Oh. Yes, ma'am. Did you have a question?
No, I just wanted to say thank you so much for touching on, you know, all this. I know of a group about 2,000 people who are now doing their name change through the court, and it's very sad to see, you know, that they're getting misled. And, you know, it's so sad, and I want to thank you for the things that you touched on today, you know, about the 181 form, because people are not reading it. And
no,
I've known about that form for a long time, and, you know, I never felt right about it. Either the passport, I never felt right about it, and people were like, do it. And, you know, I thank God that I never listened and I never, you know, got into it. I just wanted to say thank you for coming out and, you know, trying to lead us to the right path, because there's so much gurus out there that people think they know and then they don't know shit.
But they don't. And the reality is, I'm laughing at it. You're laughing at it too. But it is sad, right? Because these are the people that we are rubbing shoulders with, you know, on a weekly basis, on a daily basis. You're looking at people, you know, flooding the mainstream social media stuff with all this erroneous information. And we're buying into it like it's something that's correct. I'm going to jump on Telegram for maybe 10 minutes. Y'all not getting me for 2 hours, but I'm going to be on there for maybe 10 minutes because there's things that y'all want to ask that I didn't necessarily talk about on here because I don't want to, but I want to, you know, just still address some of that. So, but at the end of the day, we got a minute and 30 seconds. I want people to understand, right? No matter what we do, right, it's all about the application, how you do it. No matter what you choose to do, Jay said earlier, the what, the why, the how, the when, and the where, and all of that, right? But it's how you do it and what you do that determines if you're going to be effective or not. Stop using corporate terms. You didn't come into this world without the term already being coined. These terms are coined. A non-citizen national is not you. It's not yours. A citizen is not you. These are not your terms. These aren't your languages. This is not the type of shit that your parents taught you at home when you were under the age of 10. You didn't know nothing about none of this shit. Like, stop playing with me. You know, hi, bye, thank you, no thank you, and shit like that. You ain't know nothing about no nonsense and that. Stop playing with me. All right, y'all. I'm going to jump on the gram if y'all want to, you know, wrap it up. But that's it for tonight, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Peace out there. Peace in the chat. Respect. All right, y'all. Peace.